In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I have an encouragement. And please turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 27. Chapter 40, verse 27 to 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and sob, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. 29. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might he increase power. Though youth grow weary and tired, and the vigorous young man and stumble badly. Verse 31. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain a new strength. They will mount up with the wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. I have to change my glasses. I'm very sorry, because sometimes I cannot recognize it because it's been too long to get these glasses. I have to change the correct one. Thank God that we this spiritual convocation toward to the last toward to the end of this day. So I'm looking for the message for my last assignment for this morning prayer sessions, and I choose this one from Isaiah chapter 40 verse 27 to 31. I think with these passages we have gone through many times, so I'm sure so we're very familiar with these messages. Verse 27, you say, why do you say, O Jacob, and salt, or Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escape the notice of my God. It sounds like the trust in God. It's kind of shaky. It seems like the Israelites. It seems like a distance from God. It seems they cried out to the Lord, but the Lord Jesus, Lord God, it seems like hiding from them. But actually, God is always very close to them. Actually, listen to what their voice, and willing to help them, willing to give them strength. But their faith is not enough. So end up at 27 like this way, like turn to be the attitude to be very pessimistic, very negative themselves. In verse 28, and God says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. You mentioned about the mighty God, how great he is. He's the one, the creator. And he never be tired of himself. His understanding and his wisdom is beyond our comprehension. Sometimes we live in this world, we forget about whom we believe. Sometimes we are getting weaker. Sometimes we're seeking things, even we pray many times, But it seems like God is quite distant from us. It seems like they do not listen to our voice of our prayer. But let us remember, God always listens to our voice. He's the Almighty God. He's the full of wisdom. Him, He knows how can help us. So let our life to be like eagles. Especially we have a great privilege, you and I. We have like a prayer and also word of God within us. This becomes our two sides of our wings. We can fly up to the sky. So we gain the strength from God. We gain the wisdom from God. So we never be weary ourselves. When we look at the Bible, find out that our life, Christian life, is a life of eagles. This is a made-up story, but it's not from me. But there's one egg rolling to the chicken's barn, and then this egg is coming in to join with these chickens in the eggs. So the chicken sit on there to hatch all these of them. But these eggs end up to hatch, but it turned out to be this is eagles. But at the beginning, it says, all chicks, little ones, look the same. There's not much difference. So this eagle also think that they, what do you call for the chicken's mother? Anyway, chicken moms. Chicken moms are, you know, going, and then all of this little one to follow the moms. So eagle doesn't know that eagle think that this is, that one's his mom, so just keep following. Whatever, you know, feeding them and this eagle eating. And so they're all acting like growing up like chicks. And so the gestures, expressions, the eating things, all just follow the whatever, you know, the chicks doing. But one day growing up is growing is faster than the rest of them, and then the body is getting bigger. Somehow you realize maybe my life is a little bit different. But there's some suspicious yet. Like, it's always you get used to with the chicks to follow together, get social with them together. But one day, when you look up the sky, you find out there's the eagles was flying up there. So you think about, can I fly? Can I fly like that? Then he tried to ask all the chicks, do you think we can fly like that? And then all the chicks says, no, we not belongs there, so we cannot fly. So we have to always walk around so we can pick up the things to eat from the ground. So don't think about it, you can fly like that. So it is okay, that's what he thinks is his life. After for a while, maybe I can fly. So once he stretches his wings, and then condemn the wings, he says, can feel it there. I think I can fly. So he's trying to literally go up to the little high place. And then he stretched the wings. And then he's trying to fly. He can feel that. There gets something, feel it. But cannot fly far. So next time, I'm going to try it again. So he tried one by one, little by little, more and more. End up, he gained the strength and muscle from his wings. And if you look at a little higher place, he started to glide down and to the ground. And he feel it. He can feel the wings. And he's just flying like the eagle. I can fly up the sky from then on. So he can continue to train himself. So he fly up to the sky. Just like eagle. They end up, he find out. He's not belongs to chicks, but he belongs to the eagle on the sky. Because we live in this world. The most of the people do not believe in God, or in this world belong, somehow it seems awkward to us, maybe, as a Christian. It should be. Because in this world, we're seeking things from earth, but we're seeking things above. So Galatians chapter 2 mentioned that we can sit, set our eyes not on the ground, but we can set our eyes things above. This is Christian life. But it requires our trainings. Because from the beginning, our life is, we came from the flesh. So it can use our life to the way of styles or a life in a seeking, all the things. It all comes from this word. We feel that. So what other people seeking, then we tendency, we're seeking things, the same thing like what worldly people seeking. But we are different. We have to find out our identity. We definitely come from, we are not came from this, we say, since we baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, our identity, and also our destiny is changed. So how about you and I, we can think about our identity. We do not belong to this world. We belong to the kingdom of God. Our goal is there. We have a citizenship in heaven, not here. So 2014, I hope you and I, we can fly. Spiritually, we can fly up to the sky, just like eagles. We have to give up all the things that, you know, our tendency to be assimilated, so far being assimilated with the life in this world. So I hope that you and I, we have this spirit of eagles. When God God gave a for you can say give the words to Isaac for the children. Well, let's look at the Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25, verse 21. Genesis chapter 25, and verse 21. And Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife, because she was a barren. And the Lord answered him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it is so, why then am I this way? So she went to inquire of the Lord. 23. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your wombs, and two peoples shall be separated from your body. And one people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. Verse 24, when a day is to be delivered or fulfilled, behold, there were twins in the wombs, and now the first came forth red, all of like hairy garments. They name him Esau. 26, and afterward his brother came forth with his hand holding onto Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob, and Isaac was 60 years old when she gave birth to them. They find out there's Isaac prayed for baby. He said for behalf of his wife. I'm sure because his wife was seeking eagerly wants to have a child, so he prayed to God. And God listened to his prayer. But yeah, there's God talk about the two nations and his wife's wombs. There's two people shall be separated from your body. The one people shall be stronger than the other. The older shall serve the younger. Which simply sounds like one is become chicks, one is becomes eagle, which means in the spiritual sense. Indeed, later on they came out. This is true. But yet, first one is Jesus. As appearance, Jesus seems like more stronger than Jacob. The ones you can see the from the 27, you can see the life. Jesus becomes, you know, the hunter out there. The weekend physically, he's a very capable person out there. And so he go out. His life is very wild in a sense. He liked to go out to hunt and bring dishes to treat Isaac. So this way to treat Isaac. You find out later on, so that's why Isaac loved Esau more than Jacob. That's why he wants to bless Esau, not Isaac. You know that, right? But the life of Jacob, you find out he liked to stay in the tent. He always stick to his mother, to helping his mother in the household. That's his life. But then we find out, Jacob's inside of him, he has a desire. He wants to fly up. He doesn't want to stay as this, but he wants to gain the birthright. So it's very different. In a sense, outside, it seems like Esau is more strong in his life. Yet, the Jacob's life, there's a desire. He wants to fly. I want to gain this. He's seeking for really spiritual blessing. I want to be a successor for my father. I'm sure because he heard about the story about Abraham. God bless him. He knows that. So he knows if he become a second son, he cannot receive this right of the firstborn. So he has a desire. So how we gain the blessing of God? It comes from our desire. Those who want, those who are waiting for him to receive this blessing. So 2014, we just started. I hope you and I, we have a desire from us in our heart. Desire of God. Desire of strength. Desire of as a firstborn. So you want to receive all the blessing that he provided us. And also once you look at the life of compared to Abraham and the Lot, they all when they come together to the land of Canaan. But their eye was different. When both of them, after they visit the Egypt and they come back to the land of Canaan, they all become rich. But they have to be separated. So you find out Genesis chapter 13, the Lord look at the land. Lord look at the land, the Jordan Valley. Because he think about his life issue about that. How he more his life to be countable in this world. How his life to be prosper in this world. He forget about God. So his eyes only look at the things belongs to the earth. But Abraham was different. After the Lord was a depart from him, God showed up to him. It is clear, if you look at the Genesis chapter 13, it's not he look at the land, but ask him to, you look, you see it. So he see the land, wherever you go there. All direction God shows him, this land belongs to you. The God promised to him. The eyes is come from God. So he believed his promise. So we can think of his life. Maybe at the beginnings, so Lot's life is more comfortable life on the Jordan Valley. So maybe continue to prosper, physically maybe. But he forget about it. But God's eyes. But Abraham's is different. He's seeking, he asked what God asked him to see. He see this land. He settled there. He asked him for the blessing of God. So he received the precious son, Isaac. So he became a successor. So continued his mission, his blessing, continued to carry on to the after generations. So today, I hope that you and I, we can think about our life. Hope that you and I truly, we have a desire to fly up to the spiritual sky. So we can feel the wing of the Holy Spirit. to feel the Spirit of God within our life. It's not because of desire to just walk on the ground, you run fast, but because you fly up to the sky, so you can feel the Spirit of God with you. Wherever the Spirit of God leads you, you can feel that when the wind blows, you can follow it. So that you can follow the Holy Spirit. And up surely we reach to the next year. I mean, this year, end of this time, we can feel that. Yeah, this year, I've been flying the sky. I feel the Spirit of God with my life. He lead my life. So I come here as the victorious life. Yes, I can fly there. This is my experience. However, we can share this kind of a testimony that we can share. We can encourage each other. Yes, our life, the life of the eagles, never forget that. Before we pray, let's read one verse and read. Please turn to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse from 12. Philippians chapter 3, verse from 12 to 14. Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard it myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, and the reaching forward to what lies ahead. 14. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We follow as what the apostle says. Apostle Paul says, forget about the last year now. Now we're looking forward to this new year. That you can set our goal for his glory, and that we can reach up there. We can gain the true reward from the Lord. God will be with us, sure. That also we can pray each other. Also we can for ourselves and also our true churches. Surely God will bless us. Let's all come forward and pray together.